From the Blue Ridge Mountains to the Chesapeake Bay, Virginia is a mecca for outdoor travel and adventure. Virginia Outdoor Adventures podcast is the ultimate guide for local outdoor recreation, including hiking, camping, kayaking, and so much more. Get the information and the inspiration to plan your own adventure right here in Virginia. I'm your host, Jessica Bowser. Virginia Outdoor Adventures is sponsored by the Virginia Association for Parks. VAFP champions parks across the Commonwealth. What's your favorite memory from a Virginia park? Help ensure that everyone can experience our parks for generations to come. Join VAFP today by clicking on Virginia Association for Parks in the show notes of your listening app. This episode of Virginia's Adventure Towns is supported by a grant from Virginia is for Lovers. Is your wander love calling? Whether it's the crisp mountain air, the misty ocean breeze, or the winding roads and scenic drives in between, Virginia has everything your heart desires for the perfect weekend road trip.
All our favorite little things that true love brings, all the times we laughed and cried. And if you wonder where my heart is when I'm out on the road, Lord, it's right at home. I left it, honey, just for you to hold. And if you wonder how I'm doing, know that I am doing fine. But I wish I was in Virginia on the Russell County line.
Welcome to the town of St. Paul in the heart of Appalachia. Our guest, Maddie Gordon, owner of Clinch Life Outfitters, unravels the hidden gems of this charming town. Whether you're casting a line or paddling downstream, the turquoise waters of the Clinch promise a serene escape into nature's embrace. Feel the adrenaline-pumping thrill of ATV riding on the spearhead trails. Then lace up your hiking boots and take in the stunning mountain vistas from Clinch River State Park. Get ready for an unforgettable experience in St. Paul, where nature's wonders and small-town hospitality collide. Let's go. Maddie, welcome to Virginia Outdoor Adventures.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this episode and looking forward to having a great conversation.
What do you love about St. Paul?
What is there not to love about St. Paul? The whole community is wonderful. And the fact that we've got a state park with a beautiful river running right through the middle of town is my absolute favorite part.
I absolutely fell in love with St. Paul on my first visit. I have been there twice now, and I'm super excited that this is going to be the first episode of the new Virginia Adventure Town series, because I just adore the town of St. Paul. The people, the location, the mountains, the river, everything about it is just wonderful. Let's describe the town of St. Paul a little bit so that our listeners understand where it is and what it's like, because I have a feeling there are going to be people listening to this who have never even heard of St. Paul, Virginia.
Yeah, so you're correct there. I'll let you kind of take the lead. You've done a little bit of research on our town now that you've been here a couple times. Let's see what you know.
Well, it's in Southwest Virginia. I think that's the most important place to start, in the heart of Appalachia. The town of St. Paul sits on the Russell and the Wise County lines. It's a tiny little town. How many people live there?
We have actually just hit 1,000 people. My whole life, it's been like 900 or less. And then in these last 4 to 5 years, we've had a few people moving in. So we are just at like maybe 1,004 or something, but we've hit 1,000. We're moving up.
That doesn't surprise me. I met a lot of people in town who told me that they visited for the first time and they also fell in love and then they stayed.
Yes.
So it doesn't surprise me that people are interested in moving into town. And we also mentioned that it is nestled in the heart of the Appalachian Mountains and on the Clinch River. Tell us a little bit about the history of the town.
So it was formed in the 1800s as a coal mining town. We've got the railroads that come straight through. We still see, as you're coming into town, you go right under the railroad trestle it used to bring people. Now it's, mostly just stuff, but yeah, it still comes through now. Coal mining has obviously slowed down significantly. We still see a few coal trains going out, but not as many as we used to. So St. Paul really needed to find something to keep from losing its downtown, our main street, our community. So everyone sort of rallied around and said, hey, we have this beautiful river right here in town. Let's see if we can capitalize on some outdoor rec. So we've really turned around, and we're just kind of a hub for outdoor recreation and looking, you know, to be that destination town.
What is your outdoor rec business?
My outdoor rec business is Clinch Life Outfitters. We're small, family operated, family owned. My mom and I have the business. We sort of came up with the idea when my grandfather got sick. He's the one that always had us outdoors, fishing. And he, at that time, we didn't really know anything about kayaking. We had a John boat, inflatable raft, you know, whatever we could get out on the water with. We would get out on the water. And then also just being in the mountains, you know, riding around the back roads in this area, just sightseeing, different things. But he always had a huge love for the outdoors. And so when he was sick and in the hospital, we all sort of were talking and things about something that, you know, we could all do together. And he ended up passing. And so mom and I kind of came up with this idea of starting an outdoor store in town. Every day we're expanding a little bit more to our business, our retail side, but also we've expanded our rental side. We do a lot of guided trips, kayak adventures, canoeing, fishing. We do guided fishing trips, just a variety, anything outdoors that St. Paul and the surrounding area has to offer. We're really tapping into that.
What is the vibe in town like? I feel like there's a special kind of vibe in St. Paul that's a little bit difficult to describe, but if anybody can do it, I think you can, Maddie.
You know, we hear from a lot of, I guess I take it for granted, but we hear from a lot of visitors and people coming through the town that we're pretty nice people. And just we hear a lot, everyone is so friendly. And I think that's just, I mean, that's our culture. That's, you know, we're a small town and we all have to work together to make everything operate. And so we just have this friendliness about us, I guess, because we're all, you know, everybody knows everybody. You can't go anywhere. I think you made a comment that, you know, people remembered you from your first visit.
Yes.
yeah. So like, I mean, everybody knows everybody, and we really take the time to get to know people, and we appreciate people coming to visit, and we want to make you feel like you're at home. And I guess so much so that some people have made it their home. You know, we all enjoy a lot of the same things, as we're all focused on the outdoor rec and bringing people in to introduce them to our area, a little bit of our history of the community, and, you know, showing them the resilience of a small town and what can happen when people come together to really boost a small area.
Yeah, the friendliness of the people really stands out, without a doubt. The first time I was in town, I didn't know anybody, but I'm just going to mention our friend Jody, because there's no way to not mention him. Jody Evans, yes, is like, he's awesome. He took me on my first ATV ride, and I was in town doing promotional work. So I was there to take the ATV ride. He was my guide. We did the ride. We came back down. I expected us to come right back to the Western Front Hotel, but instead he started taking me through town. And this was not something he told me he was going to do, but we ended up at your shop, and we ended up like at small businesses and restaurants and coffee shops. And he was introducing me to, you know, small business owners and people who worked in tourism and elected officials. And he even took me to the elementary school to show me the gardens that had been installed there that he was very proud of, because he is the former principal of the school. And before I knew it, I knew everybody, I felt like, and to the point where when I was walking down the street, people were stopping me and saying, oh, you must be Jessica. Even when I was hiking at Clinch River State Park, the guy who was cutting the grass rode up to me on the lawnmower, turned off the motor, and said, you must be Jessica. I don't think you could survive in St. Paul if you don't like talking to people, because everybody will talk to you and everybody knows you and everybody's very welcoming, very kind, very friendly. And when I came back on my second visit, I felt like I had family there already. It almost felt like a homecoming.
That's great to hear. When I have friends that come in from other areas to visit, they love to go into the stores, like our local grocery store. They love going in there with me because they know that it's an adventure for them just going to the grocery store, because we can't even get in the door, without having to stop and find out, oh, well, how's your grandma? Or, how's the grandkids? Or what, talking to somebody as soon as I get in the door, all through the store, it's a whole process of each aisle. Oh, hey, how are you type deal.
I believe it. Yeah.
It's great.
And the other thing I noticed is that everybody in town wears many hats. No one just does one thing. It's like the person who owns the coffee shop also manages all the social media accounts for the town. And the town manager also is a firefighter. And in Jody's case, he's the retired principal who's now working the front desk at the Western Front Hotel. It's like everybody does all these different things and nobody just does one thing. And I think that goes to show that people are so invested in their community and they love the town so much that they're willing to take on all those extra roles. Let's dive into the outdoor recreation. This is the exciting part. There is just so much to do. Like you would think in this little town that there wouldn't be that much, but there's a lot. Both times that I have visited, I have left there feeling like I didn't have enough time. We'll try to cover sort of the big picture stuff here that I think people who are coming into town are going to want to make sure they don't miss. And we have to start with the Clinch River, right? What makes the Clinch River unique?
Yeah, so the Clinch River is the number one spot for the town. It is a very unique river due to its biodiversity primarily. We have a variety of mussels as well as different types of fish, darters and things that causes it to be one of the most biologically diverse rivers in the entire world. The Nature Conservancy has several spots along the river that are preserves due to the high population of these mussels, especially that are federally endangered. It starts in Tazewell, Virginia, just up the road from here. And there's close to 200 miles in Virginia. But yeah, so it's huge draw for people that are wanting to kayak or just take inner tubes out, because the majority of the river is very calm and the water, something that a lot of people, I guess, something we take for granted again, is how clear the water is. You can see everything in the water. The bottom of the river is a rocky base. There's not a lot of sandy area. So you can really see when you're there, which to me makes me feel safer, so if you're getting out to do any kind of wade fishing or anything, you can definitely see where you're stepping and get around. But it's just a beautiful river. No matter what time of year you come, in the spring, it has, when it kind of turns over, it has a beautiful bluish green color to it. In the summertime, it's, crystal clear the whole time. And then in the fall, you've got the beautiful clear water, but then you've also got the colors on the trees and everything are just beautiful reflecting off the water. It's really a nice opportunity.
You and I recently went kayaking on the Clinch together. Thank you so much for that opportunity. I've always wanted to paddle the Clinch, so I was really excited to get to do it. The color of the water is just incredible. That turquoise color that you just mentioned. When we went, it was sort of in between. I mean, you said it changes colors with the season, so it was sort of that in between. You could still see the turquoise. And yeah, you can absolutely see to the bottom of the river. And that's not something I'm used to seeing in other parts of the state. So it was really unique to be able to see all the way to the bottom. As we were floating along, I was just sort of looking over the edge of my kayak at all the different mussels and the fish and the other little creatures that were swimming all around us. And it's so peaceful and serene. It was really beautiful, especially with the leaves changing. We had a bald eagle fly overhead at one point. Mm-hmm. The tracks run parallel to the river and the train came by and it just felt so uniquely St. Paul. So, so uniquely Southwest Virginia, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm glad we had that opportunity. It was great to get you out on the water so that you had an opportunity to really take in what it's like to be out there. And, it was a beautiful day and I'm so glad that you got to see all of the Clinch.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. And we did a little bit of fishing too.
We did.
More like you did I tried.
No, it was a lot of fun. You did well. And I think the next time you come down, we'll practice a little more and we might get you a fish. It was a lot of fun. I love the opportunity to share fishing with anybody and getting you out there and seeing how much fun you were having just on casting and working with the lures and things, learning about that. I had a blast doing that. It's so much fun just to watch somebody else learning something like that. And to me, it's not about, you know, how many fish you catch. It's just about being out there and being in the outdoors.
Yes. And it's a good thing too, because otherwise I would be disappointed every time I go fishing because I hardly ever catch anything, but I'm just happy to be out there doing it. For people who are interested in fishing, do you want to mention what species they might be catching?
We do have a good population of walleye. You'll find a few musky. There are a lot of red eye. They're just the smaller fish, bluegill, things like that, that are a lot of fun to catch when nothing else is hitting. There are catfish. There are a few musky here and there, definitely in a little bit of the Scott County area, just the next county that borders Wise and Russell connects there. In Scott County, there's a lot more musky opportunity down there, but there's a few largemouth that have shown up in the river. A lot of times they've kind of washed in. So you'll see those every now and then. The primary species would be smallmouth and walleye, as well as just your little red eye and bluegill.
What resources are available for someone who wants to kayak or float or fish, but they don't own their own gear?
So we are an outfitter, and so we have all of the opportunities to get you out there on the water. We sell the gear as far as your fishing gear, anything that you're going to need to get out there. And then we also rent it. So if it's, you know, you don't want to pack it back home, it's something you just want to borrow for a little bit, we do rentals for fishing gear. Kayaks, tubing, canoeing, any of that, we rent that gear as well. We have several options for you. You know, as far as the rentals go, we can take you and pick you up. If you've got your own vehicle, you brought the truck or whatever, you can take the gear yourself and go and come back. We can pick you up, whatever. There's several opportunities. And of course, we can't do everything by ourselves. Although it's a small town, there's still a need for more. So our friends over at Clinch River Adventures, they operate just rentals of inner tubes and kayaks. They do that from Memorial Day to Labor Day, mostly on the weekends. And Donna, she does a great job with that. And we work together. I love having that partnership because there's a lot of times when, you know, she's overbooked or I'm overbooked. And so we just really help each other out. You know, you may show up at Clinch River Adventures and I might be driving her van. And, you know, you may show up at my place at Clinch Life Outfitters and I may be borrowing some of her kayaks, you know. So we really work together because, you know, without that, we're not going to be able to cater to the visitors. So we really encourage other businesses because we need the help. We don't want to turn anybody away. But we also, as far as fishing on the Clinch River, we're the only ones in town that do that. And we have guided trips. We have several guides on staff to do a variety of fishing opportunities. So we can take you kayak fishing. If you don't want to try that, some people aren't used to being in a moving boat that they have to control while also trying to control a fishing pole. So we do bank fishing. We do some wade fishing. We are very careful about that due to the mussel species that we have. We don't want to be squishing any of our federally protected species. So, you know, we know where the higher concentrations are, what to look for. So that's something we also like to educate guests on is, you know, what to look for and how to minimize your impact while you're out on the water. So, but yeah, we do bank fishing and we do wade fishing. And then we do conventional as well as fly fishing. We've got a great fly guide on staff, Daniel Williams. He's been doing it for 20 years. He is a wonderful teacher, and I can't talk enough about how great he is with the fly fishing.
Wow. So the Clinch River is obviously a magnet for visitors to St. Paul, but there is something new in town that is attracting a lot of folks too. St. Paul is now the home to one of the newest Virginia state parks. So Maddie, tell us about Clinch River State Park.
In 2021, the 41st state park, the Clinch River State Park, was dedicated. We had Governor Northam come down and had a huge grand opening. And we are so proud to have one of the main anchors of the state park in St. Paul. So the state park is a little different than most of your parks that you're going to go to. We have anchor points, and then these are along what we call a string of pearls. So the park is actually a variety of boat launches and properties along the river. So it's not just one spot. You come to St. Paul, that's our main spot. We've got a lot of trails and things at this one, but as you go up river, there's several boat launches that are now DCR properties, so they are very well maintained. We now have something that I've wanted for years. We've got bear-proof trash cans, which is great, so that people
Yay.
can keep the yes, keep the trash out of the river. Take it to the end. When you get out, and put it in the receptacle there. But so there's several different points that make up this park, and so the idea is that you can put in at one location upriver and float down. There's a campground in Cleveland, which is just about 20 minutes up the road from St. Paul. You can put in upriver from there. You can camp in Cleveland, then you can float on down to St. Paul and get out and stay at the Western Front or Mountain View Lodge, and then spend your time there at that the anchor point of the park that's known as Sugar Hill, is the St. Paul portion of the state park. With all the trails, and then there's fishing and opportunities there, as well as hiking and biking. And just the views are absolutely gorgeous when you get to the top of Sugar Hill as well.
It is so beautiful. And when I was there visiting, the leaves were at pea color. Oh my gosh. I was up at the top of the hill and the sun was setting and it was just illuminating the already bright orange and yellow and red leaves. And oh my gosh, like it was just so gorgeous. I really love this park. I love the hiking there. I think the trails are fantastic. You get views all along the way. You can also hike along the river. I think there's 2 miles of river frontage. So you can hike the trail that runs parallel to the river if that's what you'd like to do. I've also done that trail in the spring, and the spring wildflowers were unbelievable. Like for people who like Virginia bluebells, they were carpeting the ground all around the river on that trail. So that was super nice. In the fall, there were deer everywhere. If you're a wildlife watcher, this is a wonderful opportunity to see wildlife, especially for birders like me. Oh my gosh. I mean, the birds were amazing. I saw a wild turkey. I saw a bald eagle. I saw migrating warblers. I mean, just it was, oh, and I saw an eastern, didn't see, sorry, I heard an eastern screech owl because I was going up the trail towards the end of the day and an eastern screech owl started calling to me. Or, well, he wasn't calling to me, but he was calling. I thought he was calling to me. And I stood in that spot like forever, just so excited and enamored by the screech owl. So it is a wonderful place to see wildlife and birds, and the views are amazing. Amazing. There's picnic tables near the water, and oh my gosh, I can't. I also got a tour from the park manager Scott Bowen on my last visit, and when we drove in, an entrance is not yet open to the public, but I think it will be in the future. And we went to the top of the property, and he was telling me there's plans to build a visitor center and an education center there. And I just can't wait for that to open because that is going to be such a wonderful resource for Virginians.
We're super excited for that. Looking at the plans, adding another boat launch there will be wonderful because it'll be right along the 2 miles that you were talking on the river frontage. And for me, that is somewhere that I absolutely love to fish. So you can, walk that trail and fish that 2 miles down and back. There's great opportunities there for some really nice smallmouth. Just everything that's in the plans and in the works. Having a camping area right there at Sugar Hill is going to be wonderful. And I think I'm most excited about a gift shop because I mean, they have the coolest t-shirts and mugs and hats. Like, my whole wardrobe is now Clinch River State Park.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm a sucker for that stuff too. Half my closet is like state park apparel.
Yes.
And Maddie, I read somewhere that the reason why that property is called Sugar Hill is because back in the day, they actually made maple syrup there. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. At the top, there is a chimney still standing from an old settlement. It was the area, the French had settled here years ago, in the 1700s. It was kind of considered one of the first settlements in Wise County, and just a beautiful, I can see why they stopped there, a beautiful spot, beautiful views. But yeah, there's a lot of maybe used to be a lot of maple syrup up there. You know, things changed, and for my whole life, it's been an outdoor rec area that's been protected, which is great. So, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, and for history buffs, there's still some remnants of the 18th century French settlement that is right on one of the trails.
It is, yep.
Yeah, so you can stop by and see that. So I believe this is going to be the first Blue Way State Park in Virginia, right? Meaning that, like you mentioned, there's a chain of properties all down the river that is going to connect this park.
That's correct. Yes, it's like I said, it's not that you just come to the St. Paul location and that's it. It's a lot bigger than that, which we're super excited because it's going to connect all these. We have the Clinch River Valley Initiative has a program called Hometowns on the Clinch. So it features towns that are actually on the river, and this state park is going to be connecting those towns that are already hometowns on the Clinch. So we're just so happy to see it all just coming together as reality finally.
Whether you're after a relaxing picnic or a 2-week vacation, leave life's daily pressures behind and reconnect with nature and family at a nearby state park. You'll find plenty of programs, events, and activities among 42 parks, plus thousands of campsites, hundreds of cabins, more than 500 miles of trails, and convenient access to Virginia's major waterways. From Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, there's something for everyone at Virginia State Parks. Discover your next state park adventure by clicking on Virginia State Parks in the show notes of your listening app. And what are some of the other trails in St. Paul? Because it's not just Clinch River State Park that has trails.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned the bluebells, and I absolutely love in the springtime to go to the Bluebell Trail, which is right in town, and it connects to our town park that we have. It's absolutely beautiful. It's just a little, it's right at 1 mile round trip. So it's a really short walk, but it's on some property that the Nature Conservancy has an easement there. So it's a little protected island called Bluebell Island. You can park there at the trailhead and walk up along the Clinch River to where Lick Creek comes in. And it's a beautiful little area there, but the whole trail is just the entire trail is bluebells. I mean, it's like another world. I don't know. It's like you're floating in bluebells. It's just absolutely gorgeous. If you can time your visit for that, it is, I definitely encourage that. And then that trail, if you follow through town, you can walk through town and actually end up at Oxbow Lake. It has a 1 mile loop that goes around the trail, and you can fish all the way around. There's really nice largemouth there. I mean, we're talking 8 to 9 pounds that have come out of there this year. Lots of catfish. Some people love carp fishing. There's carp in there, and that's always a lot of fun. And then crappie. We have a lot of crappie, as some people prefer to say. But a huge population of those in there too, and then the kids love to fish for bluegill. I mean, the whole thing is just full of bluegill too. So it is an absolutely awesome asset for us to have right in town. And the town, it's only a $5 permit, and it's for all year. So you pay one time $5, and you can fish there all year, which is absolutely amazing. And that $5 you pay goes in to restock the lake every 2 years. They stock more fish in there, and we're so happy to have that right in town, which is absolutely wonderful.
Both of those locations are wonderful. The Bluebell Trail was stunning when I was there in the spring. It's easily one of the best displays of Virginia bluebell that I've seen in the state. And Oxbow Lake, every time that I walk by there, because it's right near the parking area for Clinch River State Park, there's always somebody fishing. So obviously those two places are well loved by the community. And then also, isn't there a location in town that's on the Virginia Birding and Wildlife Trail?
Yes, so that was something else, kind of on the other side of town, on because town is so big, you know. But on the other side, we have a nationally certified wetlands, Estanoa, and so there's an entire learning center. The Vensel Learning Center is back there, and I think you had mentioned you'd seen some of the gardens at St. Paul Elementary. So all of that is tied to the Vinciel Learning Center as well as Wetlands Estanoa. And there is a walking trail that goes around the wetlands, and it's a beautiful little oasis set back. You're just, once you're on the trail, you don't even feel like you're in town. And it's crazy to think it's literally right behind the elementary school. It's right in town, but it's a beautiful little gem that we have back there.
Yeah, and then also there is a different type of trail that was recently introduced to town that has been a big economic driver for the town of St. Paul, and that's the Spearhead Trails. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. Spearhead has come in, and we've got in St. Paul, it's the Mountain View Trail System. So Spearhead has several trail systems throughout Southwest Virginia, but the one in St. Paul is Mountain View, and it's the most popular. It's user-friendly. It has some of the easiest trails, as well as if you want to get on them, I mean, they've got some of the hardest trails. They're the black trails that really give you a challenge and are awesome to try out. I've been up there on dirt bikes, ATVs, UTVs, everything, and I've had a great time no matter what I'm on. They also have the trails open so that you can take your mountain bike or you can hike them as well. But typically, I'm seeing most of the time something's got a motor on it because it's pretty rough terrain when you get way back out in there. But the cool thing about that particular system is, I mean, not only the views. I know you've been up and seen the overlook. There's a pond. There's, a few different things that you can see. If you're on dirt bikes, they've got single trail lines, for dual sports and dirt bikes. They've got single track trails that are just specifically for those. Everything else, they've really adjusted their trail building. So initially, when the trails were open, it was primarily set for ATVs, and everybody started getting these four-seater side-by-sides. And, I'm taking those out there, and I'm like, I can't get around these curves. So they have really adjusted the trails to suit any of those type of vehicles. Now they do not allow on-road vehicles. It's got to be just the off-road vehicles. They do have a specific trail system in another county that is for your regular vehicle, but it is amazing the amount of customers that we have seen come into our store that one of the primary reasons for them coming in was because of Spearhead Trails. Now that we have the Clinch River State Park, we're seeing people come in because of the park and that draw. But prior to the park being in town, a lot of visitors, they found out about St. Paul because they wanted to get out and ride the trails here in the mountains. So we've seen people in our store. We've got a little guest book for people to sign, and we have seen 30, 37, 38 states have visited, as well as four different countries, which is
Wow.
amazing for a little town in the heart of Appalachia to have seen people from that many areas to come in. It's really cool because you mentioned when you were out on the trails with Jody that you thought you'd just be riding the trails, but no, you can ride in town. We're an ATV friendly town, so you can actually come into town on your ATV off the trails and ride over to one of the restaurants there in town and grab a bite to eat and not even have to switch vehicles. Once you unload your ATV or UTV, whatever you've got, once you unload, you're there for the weekend or the week or whatever. You don't have to worry about trying to load it back up and trailer it up to the trailhead or trailer it over to get something to eat. You can literally, once you're in town, your ATV can be your ride for the week. It's really awesome.
It's super fun to see people riding around town in ATVs. This is a culture that I was completely unfamiliar with living in Northern Virginia. We just don't have that up here. So when I got to St. Paul and I saw people riding ATVs around town, I was kind of like, what's going on here? What is this? But it's really neat. I mean, it's almost like living in a community where you can ride a golf cart everywhere, except much cooler than that. So,
Yeah, we
right.
see a few golf carts, but yeah, definitely much cooler than those.
Yeah, for sure. And the way they have it set up is so convenient. Like I was staying at the Western Front Hotel and you can rent ATVs from the hotel and they're parked out back and you just jump into one and go anywhere you want to go. And the trails are just right up the road. So you drive up the road and hop on the trail. It's super easy. Same thing when you're coming back. And then if you need to stop at the grocery store or if you need to stop at Clinch Life Outfitters or whatever you need to do, you can do that. that and then drive right back to the hotel. So it's great. And a lot of the people that I saw staying at the Western Front Hotel were in town for the trails, and either they brought their own ATV or they were renting, and they were there for that, you know, weekend experience. And it's really fun to do with friends. I personally wanted to do a guided tour because I had never drove an ATV before and had no clue what I was doing. And so I was more comfortable with a guide. So Jody was my guide. But then after we went through the mountains for a little bit, he let me drive it. And that was so much fun. It was like, look out, world, here I come. And it's a bumpy ride, like get ready for it. You do have to wear a helmet. You know, it's a safety precaution. It is a bumpy ride. There's a lot of potholes. You're going up and down trails and mountains and through water. And it's a riot. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the units that you can rent at the Western Front, I mean, I've got my own, but there's every year they get new model machines. I mean, they are top of the line. They've got Bluetooth connectivity for your music with awesome sound systems. They've got the GPS in them. They windshields, doors. They've got the whole package. It is absolutely awesome. Like, I rent their machines just because they're so awesome. They are great. And then the guided trips are really cool. I've helped out on several of those when we've had people in. You know, I've taken different groups out because it is, like you said, it's kind of different for some people. And so once you get them out there and kind of teach them the ropes a little bit, once you get turned loose, it's pretty awesome to get out there, get to experience it yourself as well.
It's a lot of fun. And Maddie, are there permits that are required for this, or do people need to purchase them before they go out on the trail?
Yeah, absolutely. Spearhead does require that you have a permit. You can get a single day or annual passes. There are several retailers throughout town that do sell those, and you can also purchase them online. They do have trail rangers. You mentioned having the helmet on. You have to follow the federal requirements of your machine. So say you're taking kids with you and maybe they have their own ATV. If it's a 12 and up machine, then the kid has to be 12 and up. You have to wear eye protection. You've got to have on your helmet. You know, they do have trail rangers that are out there just making sure that everybody's having a great time, but also doing it in a safe manner. And just because they're out there doesn't mean you can't have fun. I mean, they encourage you guys getting out there and having a good time, but they just want to make sure everybody's safe so that we don't have any accidents, because a lot of it is, you know, single, smaller trails. So, you know, we don't want to have any head-on collisions or anything like that. So, you know, just having people out there to kind of maintain the trails is really great to make sure nobody, well, and another thing, you know, making sure people aren't making their own trails, because that there are some protected lands up there that are, wetlands areas. So, you know, we want to make sure people are staying out of those areas, that, you know, that they don't cause any damage to the environment and the natural habitat, because we do have, you know, not just in the river, we've got other critters that live up in the streams and the creeks and stuff. And you'll see a lot of those streams and creeks while you're on the Spearhead Trail system. But we just don't want people, you know, going crazy in the creeks on their machines.
Yeah. And also I would recommend, this is my two cents for anybody who's thinking about doing it, to know that you might and probably will get muddy when you're doing this.
So, oh yeah.
Yeah. Be ready for that. Like, and dress in layers too, because it's kind of like riding a bike where the wind is always on you. You will get chilled quicker. And plus you're going up into the higher elevations. So dress in layers and wear something that you don't mind getting dirty.
If you don't get muddy, you're doing something wrong. You got to get muddy when you're up there. You have to. But it's so cool. And something, too, on those trails that you're going to see. I don't know if you've had the opportunity. The last guide trip that I took up there, we had four or five machines going, and we stopped because there was a bear that was right on the edge of the trail. So we were able to stop and everybody could see. Yeah, a black bear. So everybody got to see the black bear. Another opportunity that I had, we were doing some filming for one of the TV shows or whatever, but we were doing some filming and there was a grouse that was on the edge of the trail.
Nice.
And it was really cool to see, because it started, you know, it was fine initially, and then it started acting injured. And what we assumed it was doing was it was trying to lead us away from its nest. Because a lot of times they'll pretend to be injured to drive you away from their young. But that was really cool to see. And of course, there's always deer. There's deer everywhere here. They were in my yard this morning. I was trying to come down the driveway, and there's a deer laying in my driveway. So they're everywhere here. But lots of deer. But birding up there is also an opportunity, as well as the black bear, the wild turkeys. Just there's so much wildlife up there as well.
Yeah, and it's such a unique opportunity, unique to Southwest Virginia. I feel like I don't know where else there are ATV rentals around the state, but I've been telling everybody I know since I got back from my first visit to St. Paul, I'm like, you guys have to do this. Like, this is just so much fun. It's really unique. And I've definitely got some interested friends. So I think we're going to be planning a return trip sometime soon.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, you'll have to let me know. I'd like to hit the trails with you sometime. Since we've been on the river, let's hit the trails.
Yes, absolutely. That would be awesome. Experience the cultural spirit and rugged landscapes of the heart of Appalachia at the Western Front Hotel. Housed in a historic building in downtown St. Paul, this eclectic boutique hotel puts you within walking distance of outdoor adventure. The best Southwest Virginia ATV trails begin right outside the front doors. The Western Front Hotel is an authorized Polaris ATV rental center with brand new ATVs, perfect for experiencing high octane fun on the spearhead trails during a family vacation, office retreat, or weekend adventure with friends. Stay a while in the fun guest rooms and suites after an adventure on the Clinch River or on the trails at one of the newest Virginia State Parks. Soak up the chic and funky decor with reclaimed wood from the building's former apartments, retro Daywood fridges in cherry red, luxe Kingsdown bedding, and local art and photography depicting nature in Southwest Virginia. Enjoy the creature comforts of walk-in glass showers and storage for your hiking and biking gear. After a big day of adventure, unplug in the backyard where you can enjoy live music or relax on the Adirondack chairs. On a rainy day, chill out with friends in the Roost game room. Embrace the authentic feel of Southwest Virginia at a reimagined boutique hotel that blends rustic charm with a hip, modern edge. Begin your St. Paul adventure by clicking on Western Front Hotel in the show notes of your listening app. Okay, so for people who are thinking about visiting St. Paul, I think we need to let them know what the lodging, dining, and attractions are in town. So what are the popular lodging options?
Okay, so we're a small town, so there's not a whole lot, but we do have a couple of really awesome places right in downtown. One is the Mountain View Lodge, and they have really nice suites and studios, awesome little fire pits outside and grills, and it is right downtown. Decent parking options to a lot of people I see bring large trailers with their machines on them and stuff. So great little spot there. The owner Buzz, he is hilarious. He's great. And he'll give you a lot of information about the area too. And then our newest lodging option is the Western Front Hotel that we've mentioned several times. It's got about 30 rooms, 28, 30 rooms. It's a little boutique hotel that was created out of a building that used to have storefront downstairs and apartments on the top two floors. It's a three-story facility, but it was completely redone and it is absolutely gorgeous. They used a lot of the old material, like the old doors from the apartment complex. The apartment doors are now the headboards for the beds and the rooms. And they kept a lot of the flooring that they pulled out. They made tables out of this flooring and sanded it down and covered it. And it looks so cool to see. My grandparents actually had a real estate business in the area of the hotel that's known as the Roost, which is now, it's got a pool table. There's two TVs. There's a little refrigerator and table area, as well as dozens of board games and card games and things, which is a really cool little spot there inside the hotel. And it looks at, it's got wraparound windows, so you can sit in there and you can see the main street, and you can also look out into our art gallery alleyway. So we've got a little alleyway that's actually just a complete art gallery with some seating options and paintings and things hung up, which is really cool. And it is just, it's an all-inclusive hotel, in my opinion, because you've got the backyard with a stage. So they have some live music out there in the warmer months. We've seen weddings. I'll be driving by, and there'll be weddings out in the backyard, wedding receptions in the backyard. And they also have a fire pit with really awesome chairs around that and a big stack of wood that Jody most of the time is bringing out there. But it's really cool. They'll, a lot of times in fall, they've got s'mores kits that you can get from the front desk. And it's really an awesome experience to stay there.
Yeah, I've stayed at the Western Front Hotel twice now, and I absolutely adore this hotel. They describe themselves as a boutique hotel that blends rustic charm with a hip modern edge. But what you really need to know is that this is a hotel that caters to outdoor enthusiasts. Everything about the place just feels like the outdoors, from the artwork on the walls to the little details. Like, they have sign, and you know how most hotels will have a little sign that says "Do Not Disturb," and theirs is. Their Do Not Disturb sign says "Dreaming up my next adventure." So they really have paid attention to the details, and they make you feel like this hotel was built for you. I've never been there and not seen somebody at the fire pit in the backyard. They have two outdoor spaces on the second floor that have gas flame or gas powered fire tables, which I've sat out there. I go downstairs, I get my free cup of hot tea, and I take it upstairs and sit next to the fire out there when there's people sitting at the fire pit in the backyard, and that's being that's full. So I've enjoyed that space. I've enjoyed the Roost, and it's really gorgeous. It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. A lot of thought was put into it. I love everything about it. And also now they have a new restaurant that is attached to the hotel lobby that is open 7 days a week, and that's Tex-Mex, I believe, right? And seafood.
Oh man, their seafood is amazing. Yeah, Porto Nuevo is the name. But we, oh my goodness, I ate there last night. Like, I mean, you can eat there every like 3 or 4 days in a row and never have to have the same thing because you can have regular food. One of my favorite dishes they have is the chicken tenders from the kids menu. They are the best chicken tenders ever. Oh my goodness, love the chicken tenders. But then you can have your Mexican dishes, but then they also have hamburgers that you can get. The seafood is absolutely amazing. I had the fish tacos last night and they are so good. I mean, everything, it's fresh. It comes from green seafood that's in Bristol and they bring stuff in fresh and it's just, can't talk enough about how great that is. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I was surprised by the quality of the seafood because I am of the mindset that you need to be near the sea for the seafood to be good. But in fact, this was actually excellent. Jody and I ate there on a Thursday night. I think Thursdays are free oyster days. Is that right? And like they
That
just have
is.
an oyster bar set up and you just walk up and help yourself and they're free. And I'm sitting here going, "What? Like, do you know how much you would pay for that in Northern Virginia? Are you kidding me?" So yeah, I had more than my share. I think there is a limit of I think 10, but I think I reached the limit and would have gone back for more.
Yeah, that's a big hit on Thursdays. And they've also started doing trivia on Thursday nights too. So they do like DJ Bingo or regular trivia. It just kind of alternates. Yeah, they've got the oysters, the free oysters. And when that ends around like 7:30, 8 o'clock or so, then you walk over into the music hall and they've got trivia going, which is really cool too. So just a lot of opportunity for fun, after you get off the trails and out to get back indoors and have a little fun.
And since we're talking about food, where are some of the other places that people can grab a bite to eat or a morning coffee in town?
Oh man, morning coffee, the coffee station is absolutely amazing. They have everything and they have non-coffee drinks too. I mean, if you want, my sister's favorite is the frozen hot chocolate. Sounds a little crazy, but it is really good. But they've got any kind of smoothies, they've got your regular coffees, they've got tea, hot teas, they've got cold tea as well, but just everything. And then they Emily does the baking and they have some really great options. A lot of times they'll have a gluten-free option or two as well, which is really cool. The gluten-free chocolate chip muffins are wonderful. The cinnamon rolls are great. There's just so many different things that they offer there. They've got a drive-through, which is something that we when they first opened, they were in a different location and there was not a drive-through. And now that they've opened the new location with the drive-through, their business has just absolutely exploded. And I love it because now in these cold mornings, I don't have to hop out and run in. I can just sit in my warm car while I'm waiting on my coffee. But that's great. Then there's a newer place that just opened this year. It's called Blue Jean Bakery and Cafe. She also does specialty coffees. But their main thing is their desserts. Oh my
Oh,
goodness. They have
yes.
so much. I know you had an opportunity, I guess, to try a few things there. They do have a full menu as well that they do. I've had dinner there a few times, and it's good home cooking things. I don't know. They've come in and they've really expanded their business already since they've been there just a year, but they're doing a great job.
Blue Jean Bakery, oh my gosh, you walk in and they have like one of those glass cabinets. You don't even know where to start, what to pick. It's like, what am I supposed to do here? I want everything. But also, like you said, they have a full service menu. I went in for lunch, and so I'm vegan. I know you're not going to believe that because I just told you about how many oysters I ate at the other restaurant.
Oh,
But
goodness.
I am vegan, and usually there's not a lot of options, especially in small towns or rural parts of Virginia. I often struggle finding places or finding things. But I walked in and I told her I was vegan, and she goes, we have a lot of people coming in here telling me that they're vegetarian or vegan. So I'm trying to add more options to the menu. And then she told me that she had bought vegan meatballs, and she goes, "Do you trust me to make something for you?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay." So she disappears into the back, and she comes back with this like incredible panini with like these meatballs and tomato sauce and spinach, and oh my God, it was just to die for. And then she sat down with me while I was eating, and then Jody came in from across the street because the hotel's right across the street, and then he saw Kathy walking down the street, and he flagged her down, and she came in, and next thing I know, it felt like a little party. And Blue Jean Bakery. And that's what I love about the small town. It's like everybody knows everybody, and you never feel like you're alone there. It's a unique experience that you don't find anywhere else.
That's great to hear. I mean, it is that one thing that's really cool, their location. Again, they're like the hotel because they are in front of the hotel. They've got the windows that open right onto the main street. So you can see everybody walking by and coming through. And we pretty much know everybody. So we're all the time, waving people down and people step in just to have a conversation too.
Yeah, and same thing with the coffee station. The building where they opened the coffee station is an old bank. And so, like, the owner was showing me that, like, where the old vault had been for the bank. Because I guess when they build a bank, they build the vault first and then the building around it. And so it can never be removed. And so they've converted that into a little sitting space for folks. But the whole building is just so cozy. Like, she's got it decorated beautifully. And there's even like a swinging bench in the middle of the room, and there's high tops, and then there's like, low seating areas in the corner. And you walk in, and right away, you don't want to leave. Like, you haven't even ordered yet, and you're like, yeah, I could be here all day. It's just a warm, inviting place. And she was even saying that people come from like 45 minutes away on their lunch break just to get coffee from there.
They do. It is so good. I mean, it's I don't know what they do, but I absolutely love it. I love coffee, but I only drink decaf. And to have those options in town of any of, I mean, right now I'm in a pumpkin mood, but the pumpkin spices and things, all of that, to have that right in town and it be high quality is just amazing. Something I never expected. I'm used to having to drive 30, 45 minutes away from here to find coffee like that. So to have that in my back door is, oh, it's, I'm so happy they're here.
Yes. And I also think it's important to mention that all these places are walking distance. Like, if you're
Oh,
staying
yeah.
in St. Paul, you can walk to anything. Like, just walk right out the front door of wherever you're staying, and everything is right there. Listen up, friends. I have an important announcement regarding this podcast. Due to increasing production costs starting next month, this podcast will only be available to paid subscribers. Just kidding. Virginia Outdoor Adventures is always free for my listeners. But here are some facts. This podcast costs, on average, $850 a month plus 60 hours of labor to produce. That doesn't even include travel expenses, equipment, or marketing to promote the show. Contributions from listeners like you help defray the cost of producing quality episodes that serve as resources for your next adventure. If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider supporting me. Hit pause on your podcast player, go to your show notes, and click on Buy Me a Coffee, where you can buy me a virtual coffee or sign up for a membership. Members have access to the complete list of links and resources from each episode. Members also receive Virginia Outdoor Adventures vinyl stickers and a shout out on the show. My sincere gratitude for the newest members of Virginia Outdoor Adventures. Joanne from Fairfax, Lisa from Manassas, Tim from Columbia, Carrie from Stevens City, Ellen from Washington, D.C., Rob from Springfield, and Parham from McLean. Thank you so much for your support.
There's a couple other restaurants that are right here, you know, in town as well. Another one it's next door to the hotel is Giovanni's. So it's sort of a Italian, and it's been family owned here in town for over 40 years, which is the coolest thing. Like, the same family is still running it today, and their ham and cheese sandwich is the best. You cannot find a ham and cheese anywhere. You can't change my mind on that. It is the best. Their pizzas are great. I do love their pizzas. There's something different. So you definitely have to try those. I've always loved them. The pepperoni pounder is my favorite. It's got the regular pepperonis and then cheese on top of that. And then the little spicy pepperonis on top. Oh, so good. Absolutely love those. But it's a great restaurant. And again, they're just next door to the hotel. And then Fat Boys Barbecue is in front of the hotel. It's next door to Blue Jean pretty much. And he's been in business for several years now. And they smoke the barbecue right beside of Blue Jean Bakery, kind of in the parking lot there. They've got the smoker set up. So you'll walk out of the hotel a lot of times and you'll smell the barbecue immediately. But it's awesome. Their main dish is known as the heart attack potato, which is the potato has been smoked, then it's full of butter and sour cream and cheese, and then filled on top with their pulled pork, which is so good. I've got some friends that drive up from Knoxville just to eat at that barbecue. They absolutely love it.
Wow.
Just great, great little spot. And then there's a new little place in town, Sugar Plum Tavern and Eatery. They've just opened, I think, around the spring or early summer this year. And Chef Rick is there on the weekends, and he does an amazing Italian menu. It changes, so, you know, you have to kind of follow their social media or just give them a call to see what's on the menu for the weekend. But it is absolutely amazing. I mean, he's a certified chef that has come up here from Florida, and he does a great job. During the weekdays, Donna's there. She does more of the home-cooked meals, you know, meatloafs and things like that are also really, really good. But yeah, definitely hit that one up when Rick's there, because it is so good.
Yes, all of these places are incredible. The only one that I can't say anything about is Fat Boys Barbecue, because, you know, the vegan thing. But
you know,
everything
I'll vouch on that one.
I mean, you're going to be eating well when you're in town. And then let's just say there's a rainy day in St. Paul. What is there for people to do in the area if they can't go for a hike or their plans get canceled because of the weather?
Yeah. So if it's raining, I'm going to tell you, you should probably hit the trails up, because you're going to get even more muddy. But if you don't want to stay soaking wet all day, there's a couple different options. Well, more than a couple, really. But we've got a few things in town. The one that we're most excited about, I guess it's the newest thing in town, is the Lyric Theater. This theater in my lifetime was never open. My mom remembers going there to watch movies when she was in high school. She would come down after school and watch movies there, but it has been completely restored. It is downtown, just across the street from our store, from Clinch Life Outfitters, but it is beautiful. I mean, you just have to go in there and see this renovation that they have done. I mean, it is gorgeous. They have now created it. It's set up to be live shows. So we've got a lot of plays that have been there. I've seen several concerts there. Sound and lighting, absolutely amazing. They do a great job with that. They also do have a screen. So they've shown a few movies there. I've seen a couple of the movies that they've done. Again, absolutely wonderful setup for that. And one of the big things to note about this is the theater is operated fully by volunteers. So Jody is a big part of this. You know, Kathy, we've mentioned her, Lou, we've mentioned you know, these people, like you said, everybody wears many hats. They are the ones that are really in charge of helping to bring a lot of these events in there. And then they bring the events, then they're the ones in there working the concession when you go to get your popcorn or whatever. They're in there manning the popcorn and drinks. So it's really, really awesome to have that theater right in town. It's something to see, even if you don't get an opportunity to see a show there, just to go and see the venue is really nice. And then we've got a couple museums in town, which are really cool. The Mountain Heritage Museum and Gallery. It is just across the hotel from the hotel parking lot. And it is, you could spend days and still not see everything there is to offer in there. It's primarily on coal mining, the railroad, and then the tools and artifacts and things that our ancestors used here in this area. The photos, the news articles from this area, a lot in St. Paul, but then also the surrounding area in Southwest Virginia, some of the other counties too. I mean, this is a huge collection. My grandparents actually gave a lot of things to the museum. We've got a lot of our pieces in there too, which is really, really cool to see those things on display. We've got the Railroad Museum that sits just above where our store is in town. The Railroad Museum is housed in a house pretty much that was built by the railroad, Norfolk and Western, around 1890. The Railroad Museum, as well as Mountain Heritage. Now, those you do need to call ahead and make an appointment for those, because they're not open all the time, because it's, again, everybody wears many hats. So you got to make sure somebody's there to let you in. But then we also have the Clinch River Farmers Market. It's on the little alleyway right next door to the Lyric Theater. Beautiful, beautiful little spot. They usually have a bluegrass band there. Bluegrass circles usually play in. The Clinch River State Park usually sets up and does like kids events. And they also sell their swag, which is my favorite part. But they also have several different opportunities for our local farmers and also people that just do crafts as well come and set up at that. And it's really nice to get fresh baked goods from there. You can get fresh ingredients to take home to fix your own things. And that's typically on Saturdays throughout the spring through summer. And we have the Heart of Appalachia Visitor Center. So the Heart of Appalachia Tourism Authority is in an old house right in town. And Pam is usually there. Kim's usually there. And they've got all of the information that you need right in this little house right downtown for any adventures that you want to partake in throughout Southwest Virginia. They serve several counties around here, Buchanan, Dickinson, Lee, Wyscott, Tazewell, City of Norton. I mean, and the Heart of Appalachia is a great little spot to get your information. And you can also visit them online and you can get, they can mail you the information. They also sponsor Appalachian Backroads, which is an opportunity if you want to just drive around, or if you ride a motorcycle or a dual sport, you can ride some of those roads. It's just absolutely amazing sights, and they've got a lot of routes and things planned out there. And then a couple other things we have are the Love Works signs. So we do have a lot of people in the state of Virginia that like to travel around and take pictures with the love signs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a goal for people to hit up all the love signs. So the Western Front Hotel in their backyard, they've got one set up. And then we just this year, we have one down at the park in town that sits right along the river. They've just completed it. It's got a replica of the chimney that is on the Sugar Hill Trail system. They've got a kayak for part of it. You know, it's just, it's a beautiful little sign that sits on the river. So the backdrop is the river. And then the Clinch Life Outfitters, we've been told that we need to keep our love sign in our window. We've had two separate guests come just because they had seen online that we had a love sign in our window. They traveled just to take a picture with that. So I guess we're keeping our love sign in our window. So
wow. We
got one there. If you want to take a picture in front of our window, I guess.
Oh my gosh, Maddie, we covered so much here. I mean,
really, like, if you're going to plan a trip to St. Paul, like, you know, do yourself a favor and give yourself an extra day or so, because this is just, there's so much to do. It's so fun. It's so beautiful. Like, I hope everybody plans a trip to St. Paul because it's worth it.
Yeah, we would definitely love to have people come and visit to experience, because we love hearing the stories like you've shared today of how much that people can just really enjoy our town, something that we sometimes can take for granted. And it's nice to have that little reminder that, you know, everybody doesn't get to experience what we do every day. So it's super nice to hear. You know, one quick little thing, my husband and I traveled out west year before last. We went out there for a couple weeks. Saw some really beautiful things, spent a lot of time in South Dakota and Wyoming, saw wonderful, amazing sights. My favorite thing was coming back into Southwest Virginia, coming through Norton and seeing our mountains and knowing that I was home. Like, it was so beautiful, like, just to see, it's just that there's nothing like it being here in the coal fields in these small towns. You know, it was gorgeous out there, but just being back here is just like a comfort. I don't know. It's gorgeous. I just love it.
Do you have any parting advice for future visitors?
Yeah. So St. Paul is a small town. As you know, we all wear a lot of hats, and sometimes we need a day to rest. So do take note that a lot of places, you know, restaurants and venues are closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. So you may want to plan ahead, but do keep in mind, you know, or check social media accounts. If you go to the St. Paul website, there's, you know, a lot of links to everything, and you can find out, or you can just, you know, Google and call any of these places that we've mentioned to make sure what their operating hours are going to be, because we want you to come here, but we also want you to have a great time while you're here, and we don't want you to miss out on anything. So just make sure, if it's, you know, something that you're really wanting to do, just make sure that they are going to be open for that time.
Maddie, how can listeners connect with you?
So we're open every day. We don't get any rest. So our storefront is always there. You'll find myself, Mom, or Daniel there hanging out. But we've got a website. It's clinchlifeoutfitters.com. You can send us an email at info@clinchlifeoutfitters.com. And phone number is 276-608-6907. And then we've got social media accounts. We've got Instagram and we have Facebook. Those are about the only two I've learned to operate. So that's what we work with. But super fast responses if you send us anything on Facebook, because we monitor that really close. And we are, like I said, we're there every day, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sundays we're there 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we do our trips year round. So, you know, don't worry about us being closed on Monday or Tuesday, but we are dependent upon the weather as well as the water flows in the river. That's something to take note of. You may want to give us a call as you're planning this trip and get an idea of what water levels we may be looking at, as well as water temperatures. I don't care to go when it's 30 degrees outside, but I want to make sure, if I'm taking someone with me, that they do have the right gear and they know what they're in for, because it can get really dangerous. And we want you to have a great time, fun time, but also a safe time.
Great point. I will drop links to your website and social media accounts in the show notes, so listeners can check your show notes to click on those and connect with you directly. All right, Manny, thank you so much for being a guest on Virginia Outdoor Adventures, the very first Virginia Adventure Town series episode. I love St. Paul, and I hope and I think that my listeners, when they visit, are going to fall in love with it too. So I appreciate you taking the time to tell us all about the adorable town that you call home.
Thank you so much for having me. We look forward to seeing you guys, you as well as your listeners coming in. You know, and if your listeners will mention that they heard us on the podcast, we might have a little special discount for them at the store.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, Maddie, I appreciate your time, and I'll see you in St. Paul soon. Adventure on.
Adventure on. And if you want to be where my heart is,
The song you just heard, Russell County Line, is by the local band 49 Winchester. Learn more about the band, including their 2024 tour dates, at 49winchester.com. Links and resources from this episode are in the show notes of your listening app and on the website at virginiaoutdooradventures.com. If you enjoyed the show, help spread the word by sharing your favorite episode with friends or on social media. Leaving a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts also helps new listeners discover the show. Get news and information about outdoor adventures close to home by signing up for my newsletter. Click on Newsletter Sign Up in your show notes or visit virginiaoutdooradventures.com. I love hearing from my listeners. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook or email me at jessica@virginiaoutdooradventures.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, adventure on.